Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning if you're online at our Williamsburg campus, Somerset campus, wherever you are in the world and here in London. It is good to see you. Let's put our hands together and welcome all of our friends that are joining us. Hey, my name is Jack. I'm one of our pastors here at The Creek, and it is an honor to be with you today. I'm really excited about what I'm going to talk about here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, I'm going to probably slow down a little bit, get a little fast sometimes when I get a little excited mixed with a little bit of nervousness, but I really want to talk to you about some things from my perspective this week. Recently, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get asked questions, it puts me down a rabbit hole. I go places I probably shouldn't go with my mind, but sometimes those are good, sometimes not so good, but this one was good. Someone recently asked me a question that knew my background a little bit, knew my background with church, and knew that in my teenage years that I really almost kind of walked away from it, because I really didn't have a good fit, at least in my mind, of what that looked like with me in the church. And of course, at 19, you're in adolescence and you're trying to figure out life, and life is crazy, and you just don't have enough experience yet. But this person knew some of my story, and they asked me a question: why do you still go to church? And it made me think. It made me think about why I go to church. I never think about that anymore. It's just such a part of my life. It's a part of what I do. I love it. And that's really the answer to it. You see, I've seen the best in people. I've seen the worst in people. But that's what the church is. It's a collection of people that have been engaged by God from the best parts of them to the worst parts of them. And we come together to be the church. But I've never felt like that sometimes the church was the place for me, especially in those earlier formative years. And I really got to thinking about what I love my church and what I love about my church here at the Creek Church. But let me ask you a question to get us started this morning. I think I can put a little background to my answer. Have you ever felt like that you were ever in a situation where you didn't really belong? You just kind of felt like a fish out of water, right? I think most of us have been there. Maybe everyone seemed to know what they were doing, or they fit in just right. And maybe you just felt like an outsider. Maybe that was you. Well, that's kind of how I felt. I just didn't feel like my life and the church really kind of had any place to interconnect. And I'm not really 100% sure why, but looking back on it, it just feels like God was at work in my life doing some other things. And that's why I think so many people sometimes say, when you talk to them about how you connected to the church, have you ever grown up in church, been around church, you know, when you're in Southeast Kentucky and you're really close to the Bible Belt, people have at least some kind of idea of what church is. And so when I think about the idea that you can feel like maybe you just don't fit, I think some people think that way about the church, that sometimes the church just doesn't fit for them for whatever reason. Well, I came to understand a little bit as my engagement began to happen with the church why it began to fit. It began to meet some of the needs when I began to engage with it. It wasn't that the church wasn't, it just that maybe I wasn't engaging where I needed to be. And then some folks within the church, when some circumstances that happened, began to invest in my life, and that began to change the course of how I would see the local church. And I came to understand really what I think, probably what the church is meant to be to some degree. And I can tell you this with a lot of conviction today, that I love my church. I love my church. I love it. I love the Creek Church. I love the church in general, but I love the Creek Church specifically. I love you. I love our campuses. I love what we get to do. Why? Because the church isn't a place for perfect people. The church is a place for broken people and a place for them to find hope in Jesus. And today, what I want to share with you are the reasons that I love my church and why I think you should too. So I'm going to give you three reasons today. It's not going to be a long one, but I'll give you three reasons today why I love my church. Because this is one of the reasons I love the Creek Church since I've been here, because we believe that the church exists to reach people who don't know Jesus. It's really that simple for me. That is really our simplest and most formative measure that we have as a church, is that we are here to help people who don't know Jesus. Matter of fact, Luke records the words of Jesus in Luke 19, verse 10. It says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to what? Save the lost." He came to save the lost. He came to save you and me. Jesus' mission was clear. It was very clear. He came to do one thing, and that was to seek and to save and to reach people who didn't have a relationship with the Lord, to reach the lost. If that was his purpose, then I simply say to you that it must be ours too as the church. Imagine this. And maybe some of you are like this. In our church, we have a lot of firefighters, whether they're volunteer or on staff at a local fire department. As a matter of fact, my dad was a firefighter growing up, long before I was even in the picture. He was a volunteer firefighter. He was a chief of a local fire crew. And so I understand what it means to be a firefighter to some degree. I've never been one, but if you all have been paying attention to the TV over the last few weeks, you know that California has had a lot of wildfires, right? And where we live in our part of our world, we too can have a lot of wildfires. We live in the forest, basically. And so we understand a little bit about what they're going through. But when you watch on TV, you watch the firefighters, they're not generally just standing around. They're doing what? They're engaging the fire. Could you imagine a firefighter who refused to run into a burning building? Leaving what they're skilled at, what they're passionate about, what they've been trained to do, and just leaving it behind. If a firefighter refused into a burning building, we would think that that's a little bit unthinkable, maybe a little bit crazy. And here's what I would say about that. The church exists to run towards people who need rescue too. And that's why I love what we do. We don't just come and we don't just participate in a service. We believe that we are the church that is to reach people. We don't wait for lost people just to come to us. We go to them. We go to them every time we dismiss and we leave our buildings, our congregations. We go out. As a matter of fact, the ecclesia, the called out ones, we meet together and we go out. Where you live each and every day, you're called out. People get connected to Jesus because of you and your influence, because we're called out. They have you to look to, you to look towards, you that call yourselves a believer. They're looking to you whenever you go through trials and all kinds of things because they're watching how you come through it when you have a testimony or a story of what Jesus has done in your life. We don't wait for lost people to come to us. We go to them. That's what the church does. We love people as a church. This is one of the things I love about our church. We love people where they are, not where we think they should be. And that was one of the things that kind of was a hang up for me when I was in those formative years. I felt like I was supposed to behave or be a certain way in order to fit in. But that's really not what the church is about. We go to where they are because we believe that Jesus will take them from where they are to where they need to be. And we don't always have all the answers to that. But this church is a place where people who are far from God can find hope and they can find transformation. And that's what we believe. So here's some, I want to ask a lot of questions today. Remember, I told you there was a question that kind of got me running down my rabbit hole. Why I love my church. So here's a question for you. Who in your life needs to experience Jesus through you? Who in your life needs to experience Jesus through you? Is it a coworker? Is it a family member? Is it a neighbor? Is it somebody at your local gym? One of your local activities you're involved in? Is it somebody at your career? Or is it? Who is it that needs to experience Jesus through you? They're watching. You see, the Creek is a place that desires to just do that. That as a group of believers, we would be a people that in such a way, knowing we're not perfect, knowing that we're broken people, knowing that we're a people who has been changed by Jesus, we believe that we are supposed to go out and help people understand that you don't have to be perfect, that Jesus is there for you, that he picks up the pieces and puts them back together. And over the years, I have seen this church grow in numerics, grow in salvation numbers and all that. But I've also seen this church adjust in order to accommodate to those who are coming to faith because of you. So one of the things I love about our church too is number two is I love this. I love that we make room for everyone. Not someone, not that one, but for everyone. We make room for everyone. We have a church legacy and a culture here. Let me give you just a little bit of a history of our church. We have a church planting culture. As a matter of fact, if you're here in London, if you're ever in London on 80 and you're coming up towards the building here at this campus is a sister to Swiss Colony and to Liberty, the two churches that are very close in proximity. You see, in a different day, churches were planted differently. They were planted when things were less mobile and you were more identified with a certain community. And we're all sisters and brothers churches of all of one another. This church has always had a heart of reaching and planting, of reaching and planting. It's always had that legacy. As a matter of fact, we got campuses here in London, Somerset, Williamsburg. We believe that we are to go and we are to plant churches and to be a part of churches that have been planted. Why? Because we believe that the church is the hope of the world and it's there to help people who are far from God take steps towards God. And he's the one that picks up the broken pieces and puts them back together because we believe that people matter. People matter. We believe people matter, and when they know they matter, then guess what we're going to have to do? We'll never be able to build enough space to accommodate for them. So we got a lot of room to build, a lot of space to make, and that's what our church has done over the years. Matter of fact, this is one of the things that I love about Jesus. He would teach, he would say, go out into the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be what? My house will be what? Full. Not empty, not partial, but full. Jesus told this parable about a banquet where the master invited the broken, the outcast, and the overlooked in. As a matter of fact, when you read the entire New Testament, when it has things to do with Jesus, he was constantly showing up at parties. There was constant homes that were invaded by all kinds of people, and they were having an interaction with Jesus for the first time. So he tells this story about this banquet where the master invited all these different types of people in. And that's where you begin to see the heart of God. He wants his house to be full because there's people who need it. Can I ask you this? Maybe some of you love going to restaurants. I love going to restaurants. I love trying new places. I love going new places, especially if they're restaurants that you've heard of. You would love to get in at one time and maybe get in and get to experience what everybody's talking about. But imagine going to a restaurant where they refuse to serve new customers because they were just too crazy full and they didn't have room for you. How would you feel? Especially if it was something you were looking forward to, something you were trying to get in touch with. How would you feel? We would think, if you're pushing away people, why aren't you making adjustments so that you can feed more people, right? The same way for the church. It would be a crazy thought for us just to say, go away. We don't have room for you. But the house is to be full and we're supposed to go and continue to make adjustments for people. But some churches do act this way. Some churches get too comfortable, and we prioritize sometimes our comfort over growth, because here's what growth does. It causes us to engage and to do work and to make things better and different and to do it with excellence. And that's what I've always loved about the Creek Church, is that we may not always get it right sometimes, we may mess up, but we're gonna go in and we're gonna try to do it to the best we possibly can in order to reach those who are far from God. So we wanna always make room. Whenever you're a first-time guest, we wanna make that better for you. We've made these places with you in mind. If you're a single parent, we believe that some of you are probably struggling to get by. We want this to be a place for you. Maybe you're someone that's been hurt. Maybe you've been hurt by the church before. We want this to be a place for you. Maybe you're struggling with who you are, and you're trying to figure out who you are in light that who God's made you to be. Can I just say, this is a place for you as well. We believe that this is a place for all people where that they can find Jesus and have a fresh relationship with him. We want to be welcoming to all peoples of all ages and all stages of their faith journey. We celebrate when new people come, and not because we celebrate numbers, but because every number you talk about within the life of the church, you're talking about a life, and that life has a soul, and that soul needs a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why they're important. So another question for you. This is one that one of my old mentors asked me a long time ago. Who do you need to invite? Who do you need to invite? Who do you need to invite? It was ingrained in my head. Who am I inviting? Because I knew when I ran into Bobby, he was gonna ask me, who are you inviting? Who are you inviting? Who are you engaging with and inviting them to the thing that you love so much? And that is Jesus Christ. So who needs to know that there's a place here for them? Who are you inviting? Who are you engaging with? So here's what I would say as a church. We need to continue to create spaces, adjust spaces, remodel spaces, grow spaces. Because when we bring people to our worship services, into our environments, we want to do it with excellence. Why? So that our house can be full. And that's what Jesus commanded us to do. One of the reasons, third reason I love my church is that we have a passion to reach people far beyond our borders. I love this. I'm going to clue you in on some of this in just a moment. As a matter of fact, Jesus would say in Acts 1:8, he would say to the guys this, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, and all of Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What is he saying? He's saying, in your hometown, in your county, in your state, in your country, and in the world, you should have influence, that you can have influence. Can you imagine that a small group of people from Southeast Kentucky can have influence in the global space when it comes to Jesus? It's true. I'm gonna show it to you here in a minute. We are reaching into other countries all around the world because of what you do here at the Creek. The church isn't just about us, it's about the world. It's not about just you and about me. We don't just exist for our city and we don't just exist for our counties, but we do pray boldly that God would give us Kentucky because we believe that we exist for our state and for the world. Think about Amazon for a minute. How many of you shop on Amazon, right? I can remember when Amazon was the first thing going, I don't know about online ordering and all that. It's like breathing now. We order all the time, and then there it is at your doorstep. Amazon started out in a small house, maybe in a small kitchen, but they had a big vision. Their vision was to serve people globally, and that's what's driving them. But can I just say this? The mission of the church is much bigger than any organization outside of it. And that's to spread the message of Jesus everywhere. We've been given clear marching orders. So that's why we support missions of all kinds, and that's why we support church planting efforts of all kinds. That's why we plant local churches of all kinds, because we believe that the gospel is for everyone. Locally, we got campuses here in London, Williamsburg, and Somerset, and we hope in the near future in other places. We partner with folks like David Potier in La Chapelle in Canada, because we believe that that church is reaching a huge people group that has not been reached for Jesus, and there's a lot of work going on there. And David and his church is doing a great work. Matter of fact, continue to pray for them, because they have one of their locations of 1,200 people has been homeless for a little while because of the government rules there. So keep praying for them that they can find a space that can be theirs to meet in. We partner in Haiti with a group in Haiti, because we want to reach some of the poorest places in our part of the world in the hemisphere. You guys engage every time we've had a disaster, from hurricanes to tornadoes to fires. You've always engaged. Some of you go and serve. Some of you have brought products. Some of you have given towards that. And I want to say thank you for doing that. And we are not apologetic. We leverage technology to help spread the hope beyond our walls, because every time you give, every time you serve, every prayer you pray, you're impacting people that you will never, ever meet. You are having an impact. So here's another question. What part can you play in taking the gospel further? Let me say that question another way. What part can you play in taking the name of Jesus, hope, salvation? What part can you use in being part of this expansion to reach people far from God? When you lean in, here's what will happen, and we will continue to do. We will reach people far from God. We will make room for everyone, and we will take this gospel beyond our borders. Imagine, just with me for a moment, imagine what our church would look like if we all fully embraced the mission of loving God, loving people, and following Jesus. Imagine the lives that would be changed, the families that would be restored, the communities transformed. And let me go ahead and say this, you're already doing this. You're doing this in an amazing way. You know, we show up week in and week out, and we join online when we can't be here. Sometimes we can miss what all of God's doing, but here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna look back in just a moment at 2024, and we're gonna see some of the impact that you have had on the people around the world. Take a look at this video.
Is doing big things in our church. Faith was strengthened this weekend. Lives were changed this weekend. Your kids got to participate and see firsthand that generosity changes lives.
Together, our church has collected over $35,000. Thanks for being generous and kind and serving and giving of your time and giving of your finances, because what you do is making a difference in people's lives. Hear me, not for a moment, but for eternity. So thank you so much for giving week in and week out. You guys are amazing. Come on, you got to be able to make some noise for all of that. Sometimes you don't get to see it and feel it, but you're making a difference in lives all the time with your engagement. When you're reaching new people and you're generous with your money, you're reaching students, you're reaching kids, you're reaching adults. As a matter of fact, one of the stats I love about our church is when you look at baptisms and all those baptisms we had last year, 38% of that was kids, 32% of that was students, and 30% was adults, which means we're reaching beyond the walls. And I love it. And I love the fact that you're making a difference in people's lives for eternity. You're changing families for eternity. You're feeding people. You're ministering in prisons. You're touching 50 states and over 128 countries. You're doing an amazing work, and there's more for us to do, and we are going to keep going, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep engaging. This year, we're going to be making some changes and adjustments, because this is the thing I love about our church. We're going to keep engaging with our mission. We believe in the generations that are coming, for our students, for our kids. As a parent, I love what we do with our kids and for our students. They get to be involved. We've got students all the time serving in our churches. Today, they've served in both worship services at all of our campuses. And so we've got students that are plugged in and loving people and serving. And I just love that you make a place for that to happen, because I'm not sure with the way I grew up that that was even a possibility for me to do. But they're involved and you're involved. And I want to say thank you for making a difference, because the church is not God's plan B. It is his plan A. It is his only plan. And it's the plan for you and me to lean into, because God wants to use you to do incredible things. So thank you for being a part of our church with your giving and your time and your efforts and using the gifts that God has given you. Thank you so much for doing what you do, because the church is what God uses to bring people together. So here's another question for you this morning. Where can you get involved? Well, let me tell you some things that are going on in and around the creek, because it may be have a little influence on where you can get involved. First of all, we update spaces all the time. Last year, at the end of the year, we were able to finally get a space completed at our Somerset campus for our upfront team. And so those students have started meeting in their own place. For our kids in Williamsburg, we did some expansion and some remodel there to make more room for more kids. For here, we are engaging in a project in our kids' area currently. If you've been back on this side of the building, you can see that something's going on, and the contractors were a little ahead of this Sunday, so I'm going to let you know what's going on. We are remodeling our space so that we can have realignment with all of our kids' ministries, and we decided that we want that space to articulate what we teach from the Bible with some of those concepts that we pull out to teach kids and some of the things that we talk about when it comes to our core values of the Creek Church. We wanted that to be embedded in our kids' ministry because we believe that what we do matters, and that the church matters, and that it's God's plan A. And so we want that generation of kids coming up to have a foundation, because they're the ones that are going to make a difference after old people like me get out of the way. And they're going to make a difference. And so our kids' ministry is undergoing a remodel here in London, and soon it will happen in Williamsburg and Somerset. So we want to clue you in on everything that's going on. So check out the next video for you to see what we're doing inside of our kids' remodel.
Kids renovation project here in London is in full swing, and we couldn't be more excited. We view this as an investment into the future. We at the Creek believe that the choices we make echo into future generations. These improvements aren't just limited to London, because the next phases of our remodel will be in Somerset and Williamsburg, and we cannot wait to see your kids grow up with a solid foundation of faith because of their time in our Kids Creek environments. If you'd like to give to support these projects, visit thecreekchurch.com/kidsrenovation.
So we do believe the choices we make do echo into future generations, and that's why we keep investing in kids. As a parent, my two kids are now in Upfront, which is our student ministry I'll talk about in just a minute, but I got to watch an incredible group of people love on my kids and help partner with us to raise them in a great way, to teach them the principles and the values of faith that they need to know. And so this year, we're going to unleash a new brand logo, which is here. You're going to see it, so you're going to start seeing this everywhere. Kids Creek's going to start popping up all over the place. And I want to give you just a little insight to what the remodel will look like so that you can see where this is going as it really embraces our area of the world in which we live in here in Southeast Kentucky. It's got a park theme to it, so you're going to see lots of maps and Cumberland Falls and Laurel Lake and everything outdoors mixed with our concepts for kids that we teach from a biblical perspective and our core values of our church. And so for all the parents, we're thinking about you. We're going to make new family members have a great place and an easier place to find when they get on our campuses, because we want them to have a great experience from day one. And for all the parents that come in, you're going to see this next picture. We're going to have new check-in stations so that you can check your kids in so they can get their tag. Go ahead to that next picture. You can have these new check-in stations so that you can walk up, serve yourself, and take your kids and drop them off, and you can feel good about your kids and where they are. They're going to have, you see the mountains in here and all the mapping, so it's going to be everywhere. Let me give you a look into some of the rooms. It's going to, when you walk back, all the hallways are going to be covered from inside the rooms to outside with these concepts and our core values. And we've got one more slide with rooms just to take a look at real quick. We want them to know they need to love God, love people, and follow Jesus. So we're going to have that everywhere in the back. We're making it better for them. And then for all of our campuses everywhere, our Kids Creek environment is first through fifth grade. And that's where our kids get together to do worship in large group setting, like you and I get to do on Sundays in these rooms together. And so we're going to give them a more permanent fixture in those rooms so that they can have their space and they can learn about these concepts and the biblical principles that God has for them in their way. And so that's coming. And I can just say this, thank you for being generous, because we've been working towards this for over 4 years and you're making a difference. As a matter of fact, I know we have over 500 kids active on Sundays in our kids' environments. We have over 230 something plus that are on average each Sunday. And last year you saw one of our largest percentages of baptism came out of kids. That's because of you. So thank you for making a difference. Thank you for making these environments excellent places for our volunteers to serve and for our kids to be. As a matter of fact, I want to say a big special thanks to all you that serve on our kids team and all our directors at all of our campus here in London. We've got Cameron Smoke in Somerset. We got Angie Travis. And I want to give you an update on this. We just came on board the last couple of weeks. We have a new kids director in Williamsburg named Paul Jika. And so you guys are doing an incredible job. Thank you for serving and loving on our kids. Let's put our hands together and thank all those that are serving and volunteering to make that environment great. And then near and dear to my heart, when I got started in ministry, I was a youth pastor, and the Lord has delivered me. All right, I just got to say that now. He's delivered me. I'm a little too old for it, as my two teenage kids let me know all the time. And so, but we've got a great upfront program that ministers to our 6th through 12th grade, and they're doing a lot of great work in a lot of great areas. And one of the things that we're doing this year is we're going back to summer camp. We've not done that in a number of years, so our students are going to come to summer camp out at Crossings out in Western Kentucky, at Jonathan's Creek. And so all of our locations will be doing that. And so here's why summer camp's important from an old hack that used to do it. It's a life-changing experience that just can't have a price put on it. And that experience helps students grow spiritually, emotionally, and socially. And these opportunities for them give them a place where they can encounter God in a fresh and powerful way at a camp. And here's what I love about it. It's free from distractions because it's limited, and they get to have a full week of concentration on who they are and what God wants to do with their life. And we got volunteers that'll be going and helping with that at all of our campuses. And here's what I can tell you about that. That comes at a cost. And sometimes, as you know, around here, we like to build bridges and not barriers. So we don't want those costs to be effective for parents who would love to send their students and students who would love to go to camp. And so here's what I'd love to ask you to do. If you feel comfortable going above your tithes and offerings, because some people have asked me, at all of our locations today out in the lobby when you leave, we've got up front out there. Maybe you want to get your kid signed up to go. I encourage you to do that. This is for 6th through 12th graders. We would love for them to go to camp. We still have some space available. But maybe you don't have a student and you want to get involved with it. Then once you help a kid go to camp, you can just stop by one of those tents, one of those locations at our campuses, and our student ministry team will be there to help talk to you and let you know how you can get involved. So there's opportunities everywhere for you to get involved. So I want to say thank you so much to all those who serve in our upfront area. You're doing a great work. From a dad to you, thank you for investing in our kids. Here in London, Ethan Carnahan is doing an incredible job. Jacob Maybrier at our Somerset campus is killing it. And Seth Dixon, he is just knocking it out down in Williamsburg. So I'm very grateful for you all investing in that next generation. So thank you for making a difference. Let's put our hands together and let's thank all those who are impacting that area. And we're not just finished there. We've got a lot more coming this year that we're going to announce as far as for improving our adult experience and discipleship. We're going to have more opportunities for you coming up, and we're going to get outside of our walls and engage in our community at all of our campuses this year. So we look forward to creating those spaces in the coming year once we get past the cold weather and we can get outside and make a difference. And so be looking forward to that. So why all this effort? Here's why. Because the church isn't just about us. It's about what God can do through us. And the worst thing we can do is come and never be a contributor in what God is doing. And I want to tell you that there's more in you. When I was reengaged by the church so many years ago, here's what I found out. God's built me for something that I may not have experienced yet. Stage fright and all those things were real. To engage with people. I didn't know the Bible from anything. I used to carry one, and I knew a few books of it, but God was doing something different. And when you engage in your faith, God will grow your faith, and he will grow your platform, and he will grow your influence. Because for us, the church isn't just about us. It's about what God can do through us, and he wants to do more than you can ever dream or imagine through your life. And here's the other thing I know, that the church, it's worth loving and investing in. Because it's making a difference in people's lives. So four quick things on that. God's plan is to bring hope to the world, and he does that through the local church, through you and me. We believe that the church is a place for community and for belonging. We believe that the church is where we grow and we discover our purpose. We believe the church is a movement to reach the lost and to make a difference. So for some of you today, maybe you've just stepped back in. Let me ask you to plug in. Maybe you've stepped away from serving or giving. Let me ask you to re-engage, because God wants to do something different in your life this year for the better. If you've been attending but not serving, take a step of faith and jump back in. I'm grateful to the over 700 volunteers that we have at all of our campuses, and that's a big number, but it's not enough. Because we believe that we're gonna have a full house, and that God's gonna do more with us, that there's more services coming, more kids to minister to, more students to minister to, more adults who are broken that are gonna come to faith. And we need you. We need your energy, your talents, your gifts, your resources. Why? Because God can do far more than we can ever dream or imagine when the church gets together and makes a difference in people's lives. So some of you need to step forward and take a step this year. I'm challenging you to do that because you've been hesitant. And here's what I want to encourage you to do for sure. I want to pray for you to be bold, to be able to invite somebody whose eternity is still in question, but God has strategically placed you in their lives, and he's going to use you to make a difference. God's going to continue to use you. When you take steps of faith, I can promise you the God of faith will show up, and he will show off through you. You're built for more. I'm built for more. And I don't think God's finished with me, and I don't think he's finished with you. We've got a lot to do. Your family, your friends, we're going to make room for them. And I want us all to engage in doing that. So over the next few weeks, we're gonna start a new series. This series is called Secret Devotions. It's gonna be 4 weeks on the things that you and I can do to strengthen our faith, from prayer, fasting, giving, the things that go into our life that give us fuel for serving others and growing in our relationship with Jesus. I want you to commit to be here through all those 4 weeks. We're gonna do some things together that we've not normally done in a while. But I want you to be here. And I mention this to you because this is a great time for you to invite somebody to come with you when we kick off a series. So would you bring somebody with you next week? Would you make the call? Would you make the ask of somebody? Would you text them? Would you message them? Would you invite them to come along with you? And then one of the things I would love to do for you is I would love to make myself available. Sometimes you've got questions about the church, about faith. Sometimes you've got questions that I don't have the answers to, but maybe I can help. And then the other thing I want to ask of you today, I would love to know why you love your church. What does the church mean to you? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to know that you can reach out to jack@thecreekchurch.com. It's not that hard to remember, jackatthecreekchurch.com. I will try my best to answer your questions, or if it's specific to something we do here, I will get the staffer to take care of it that needs to take care of it. But we would love to help you answer your questions and help you engage, because we believe that 2025 is the best yet to come, that 2024, we weren't even scratching the tip of the iceberg, because I believe in what God's gonna do through you and in through us. And so let's engage, let's be a part of it, and let's make a difference. At all our campuses and here in London, would you guys do me a favor? Would you just stand to your feet this morning? Would you just stand to your feet? We're gonna pray with one another before we go today. We're just gonna pray for God to continue to use us, to take the steps of faith that we need to take. And I wanna commend you once again for doing a great work. You are impacting people far beyond you can ever think or imagine. 50 states, 128 countries, and you're doing an incredible work in Southeast Kentucky. From one pastor to you, thank you so much. Would you just bow your head this morning? Let's pray for one another. Lord God, I'm grateful today that you're a God that gave a plan that the church would be the hope of the world. Thank you for using us with the collection of talent, of energy, of resources that are at our church. Lord, I pray that you would use us to exceedingly more than we could ever dream or imagine. Lord God, I pray that this morning that you would be with each and every person, that if you're challenging them and moving in their heart, that they would take that step of faith today. Lord, thank you for your church. Help us to love it, to invest in it, and to be a part of what you're doing in and through it. Use us to reach people, to grow in our own faith, and to impact the world around us. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be a part of this thing called the church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.